Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are doing, FMV Corner, because we'll move on from this. But right now, we're doing Super Seducer 2, finishing up. This is the last two parts, and maybe we'll just do them both today. And then after that, we'll be doing some other FMVs. We'll probably finish 10 dates and all a bunch of other different ones. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Thundercut, I said, come back here.
Approach the guy opposite her, the one she's talking to. Approach the guys at the edge. Hold group together. Befriend another girl and send her in, or approach her directly.
Say approach her directly.
Oh my god! Baby, you're so sexy.
Get off me!
She never knows what you want.
Yeah.
Come on, fine. Jesus Christ.
Well, up here.
That was not a good idea.
This is generally dangerous, not the best way. If you get an indicator of interest first, or if you're just really, really good, or if you're a UFC fighter, it's okay.
He's right. If it was like a UFC...
fighting over the same wood.
Yeah. Befriend another girl and send her in. Approach the guys at the edge. Approach the guy opposite her. What are we doing then?
Befriend a group together.
Alright. Just join the group.
Guys, how's it going? How's it going?
That's not what.
Come on, come on.
Go, 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 go.
That doesn't work either. It's like, okay, we would do this, but we've got an idiot for a. Like, anything that we would normally do, this idiot messes up.
You should either approach the guys at the edge, or get some signal from her first, but approaching the whole group...
Startle them as a group?
It's usually going to fail. It's just harder. Yeah. It's not that it's rude or really bad. It's just probably going to fail.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a gentle way to do it.
See if you can, I don't know about befriending a girl, send her in.
Yeah, it's weird.
If you already had a girl there, it's nice.
I'm going to use this giant. It's changed my whole time.
Hey, guys. All right.
How are you?
Is it good?
That's kind of what... That's what I thought the first answer was. The one we did before was just, hey guys, how you doing? You know, enjoying the night, you know, stuff like that. Then shut up, let them talk, and if there's something important, you know, that you might be able to add, say something.
The guys are going to immediately be on guard.
Yeah, they'll get defensive. And it's also a nice way that to see that he can interact with her friends.
Right.
Yeah, especially if you can win them over and they like you.
And we don't even know that they're her friends. They might just be a bunch of guys that are in the bar and they're all trying to see which one will get her. That happens. Yeah. Orbiters, what they call them. So, talk about football, ask them what gym they train at. Let me try that again. Pretend to be gay, or what are you losers doing with this beautiful lady? That's a fucking shit
That's
thing
a
to
good
do.
Way to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
I would say, what gym do you train at?
Hey man, how's it going? I swear to God, I've seen you down at my gym. Gold's Gym, do you work out there?
No, I work in LA Fitness.
LA Fitness, how about that man? Like, you look pretty henched. What do you bench?
130 kilograms.
130 kilograms? That's amazing. Yeah. I bench like 80. How did I get up to 130?
About 260.
Yeah, thanks for the advice, man. Really, really, really appreciate it. That's fantastic.
You're welcome. So good. What's the meaning of what about the dream life legitimately?
You know, like talking to women about shoes, talking to tough guys about gyms, and you know what they do for workouts and stuff is normally a safe option.
And it's always good to get like some common ground. No jobs.
That's what I meant to.
Yeah.
No jobs. Nice to meet you.
Jack. Your name?
Valde.
Valde, cool name, man.
Yeah.
Over here.
Pete.
Pete, nice to meet you, Pete. I'm Leo. And your name?
Anastasia.
Very nice to meet you, Anastasia.
Who here is single? How do y'all know each other? Try to enlist their help to help you fuck their friend? Or how do y'all know each other?
How do y'all know each other, Sam?
So, how do you guys all know each other?
Oh, we work together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Which one is the boss?
I'm the boss.
You're the boss? Oh, my God. You got to tell me, like, who's the favorite person in your team? Who's your favorite?
Oh, I think it's him.
Why, is the hardest worker?
He's amazing, yeah.
He's not the best looking, this guy is.
No, all of them are good. Yeah. All of them are.
Right, yeah.
What about you?
I don't work for your team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know.
Have you got any positions opening up that I can fill?
I can think about it.
Right, cool.
Definitely.
I kind of want to know what kind of work you do.
What position would you like?
Well, what have you got? What sort of work is it?
Right.
Well, we work in a construction company.
Construction? Building, like, what, houses, offices?
Yeah, offices.
Offices? No way. Like, anything around here you built?
Around here, no. But in different other areas of the city.
Cool.
This is a classic question. It's the right option. Asking how they know each other will immediately
tell you. I thought we were
going
to talk about the gym.
For example,
what
she's
fuck?
Married or unavailable. Or if they're working.
Yeah.
It's a great question to have with any group.
And it also might find out how
they met.
Mm-hmm. And it might just give you another starting point to start a conversation.
Right.
Definitely, yeah.
Hey, so listen up. Like,
shit, that's just learning how to communicate in general, which a lot of people don't understand. Now, one thing I am going to say, he is way too fucking talkative around strangers. Unless he's got the floor. I mean, if he's got the floor, if, you know, people... No, I don't see anything with that, but...
It's just what you talk about and how you do it.
Well, that's true, too, but at times you see the guy, you know, if one guy's doing too much of the talking... A lot of people are like, man, you know, like you'll be nice for a while, but you know, eventually.
Get at it.
I know. It just depends on. I mean, you have done a lot of talking, so you know how to really get a crowd
going,
of course, you know how to get a crowd going and all that kind of stuff too. But what I'm saying is, if you got this one guy that maybe isn't as have much of a personality,
you know,
and
I'll
he's just talking.
Get him going, yell fire in a crowded building.
Ah!
I mean, you would, it livens up quick.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm just saying, if there's this guy just going on and on about nothing, eventually, you know, you're nodding, you're like,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
okay,
you, gotta,
you know. But eventually.
At least have something interesting to say. And
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Small,
like,
small chat's really a good.
Like, I'll try to, like, if there's something I know I don't give a shit about, this is kind of rude, but if I'm talking with a bunch of people and somebody breaks in, you know, and I'm sure they might have a good topic or whatever, but if the topic fades and it's boring and people don't care, I might just interject with something else.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, you know, I say, well, what about that? Like, if, especially if you were talking about something prior and you were having a full-on conversation before somebody butted in. Yeah, sure, you can talk about your point, but we still want to get off my chest what I had to say.
I will say, too, that doesn't always translate as well into texting and everything else.
Well, not in texting,
well,
but I'm talking
there's
about...
a few people that I've hit it off with on text, and
usually
if I already know them well, it usually doesn't matter on the text, because they already know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to... Arm wrestle them? Lose a bet to buy them shots? Find out which has had sex with the woman you're interested in? The woman you're interested in?
To buy shots.
Let's try that.
Guys,
I've got this amazing talent. You're not going to believe this. But I can guess people's ages within, like, maybe a year either side. You don't believe me?
Nah.
You don't believe me? I bet you a round of shots that I can do this. I'm going to guess your age.
Okay.
And say you're, 42.
No.
Nah.
How old are you?
23.
Yeah, I thought he would be in his 30s.
I guess black don't crap.
In this case, yeah, it's the right option. You are buying them shots, so you know you might want to replace this in real life if you don't have money to go
buying everyone shots. Right?
This way, it's a great way to infiltrate the group and you know start having a good time with all
liquor
of them.
Over here.
All their expensive
stuff that we buy over here is cheap.
It's hard for them to then kind of want to dismiss you.
Yeah, it's always good to be the party starter.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends went on a cruise and stopped in Mexico, bought me like a half gallon of grape juice it's absolute for like $10.
$10?
$10, half gallon.
Half gallon? Now how much, how big is that?
Have you met my friend Pete?
It's way more expensive than $10, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know.
It's
probably about 100.
It's the next one up from my fifth.
Okay.
I say that because some place has some weird sizes on their alcohol.
So they're gonna. So he's gonna arm wrestle her. Ten minutes later.
Like
wow. Nasty, it's great to meet you. It's great to meet a girl who's so tall and you carry it so well. Like, imagine in the future if we have kids.
No,
why did you? Kids would be enormous.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, when we are married, you're not borrowing any of my clothes. Sorry.
Sorry. I prefer mine. I think they're much nicer than yours. You can take my shoes, though.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Yeah. Tell her she turned you on when she was a bitch to you. Show them your mangina. Say you thought she was rude before, but she's actually cool. You're really not hot enough to be so bitchy.
I'd say B.
Alright.
Anastasia, you know earlier when we were at the bar, you were kind of dismissive to me, and I thought you were maybe just like a rude person. But actually, I'm glad I've had a chance to get to know you and see that you're actually a really cool person.
Thank you. I think it's just good sometimes to give a person a second chance.
Yeah.
Does that work?
That's the right option.
Oh,
in
America.
You've picked her up on...
No, I was saying, did that actually work? I was
willing to give her a second chance.
It's state that you were rude, but I'm giving you another shot.
Free posh food, champagne, lobster, steak. Great, at Twickenham, just south London. You should.
Thanks for the drink, Leo. But I think Anastasia is getting bored, so I think we should leave.
Uh-oh. Kiss the guy to dominate him. He'll dominate you. Tell the girl she can do much better than these inbred losers. Ooh, that's a good way to get your ass kicked. Tell him you are finishing your conversation and ask him to buy you a drink. Brush him off.
Just brush him off.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm having a really good time here, and I think Anastasia is too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, Shorty.
So we've
get
got
back
a potentially difficult situation here, and you chose the right option.
Okay.
You know, the guy's come in. Obviously, he wants to get rid of you, and you've handled it correctly.
Jake's supposed to bring document at your table in the morning, so that you sign it and. For the project to go on.
Okay. I'm supposed to have it by 10.
No, he said he's going to bring it before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So
that's perfect.
Okay.
Cool.
Steer the conversation back, wait until they finish, or try to get back into the conversation.
It looked like they were finished.
It did too to me.
Steered the conversation back.
Hey, so you said you work for a construction company, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a supervisor.
Yeah, I thought so.
So what project are you working on at the moment?
For the office buildings.
You're building an office? How's that going?
Yeah, very good.
Cool. You know my sister's actually an architect.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Great, good job. This is the correct choice.
Okay.
It's always good to steer the conversation back. You don't want to be left at the sidelines.
You don't
want to
be dead staring at
everyone. Yeah.
And I guess if you do want to ruin something for another guy, you can just do the opposite and have a private conversation with the object of his affection.
Yeah, jeopardize that for him.
Gosh, I feel a bit tipsy after this shot. Oh, what's this music? It's really nice. Do you know where it is?
No, I have no idea.
I want to go dancing.
So, yeah.
Don't dance, it's not manly. Go dance with her.
I love dancing. Let's go and dance together.
Let's go.
The fact that they did that. All right, Kevin Hart, see you later.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I'm gonna go home and cry.
This is great, and I think, you know,
I've never once done that.
They should learn.
There were guys that have said, there's like, I bet you masturbate and cry. Never in my life have I ever.
Tears of joy, because I know how to get it done.
Like, there's these guys that think that, oh, you know, you're looking at porn or something, oh, you're masturbating and crying, why can't I get a real, like,
you know,
that shit does,
looking at porn too.
That does not, like, I've just steered a conversation, basically, alright, because we were going to have a show about this, but I'll mention this briefly. There's a lot of guys that think, oh, you look at porn, you masturbate and you cry and you wish you had a woman. No, see, here's the thing that I do, I hit it and get done. I'm like, boom, that was fun. All right, next. Or that was nice. Feel better.
It's a visual aid.
Yeah. It's like, not even porn. Like, I mean, I have an imagination.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys that I was fighting with.
Well, if you watch too much, sometimes that could hinder it, probably.
Well, yeah, but what I was saying is, the guys I was fighting with, the trad guys, you know, yeah, they were all like, well, it's better to do it with your imagination. I was like, well, probably, that's no problem for me. I can do it with my imagination just the same. And they're like, and they think that maybe there are some guys out there that are like, oh, I wish I had a woman. And maybe they are crying over porn. And if you are, like, my honest opinion is stop looking at porn if you want an actual, like, person. The reason why I'm looking at porn is because I'm not really that interested in, especially around in my area,
yeah,
it's a lot of, like, I have seen some of the women just walking around. There's some rough women in this area. I mean, gutter sluts, meth heads. We're talking some real bad women. Women, even,
I mean, there's some good,
like, I saw, she's a redhead, right? But she's the worst redhead. Like, she was a natural redhead.
Yeah.
But she was so trashy.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can tell she was lovers. Like, you can, no, I'm not even talking about that. If she wasn't just, like, I know that some people are, you know, they don't get dressed up for stuff.
But
then you got some people that are just, they literally are just trash. They're on drugs and everything else, and they don't think about all that. So that's why I'm like, I'd rather have the porn. And I was actually talking to this guy, and he's like, well, you know, you got to think about it. A lot of the women out there aren't really worth it. And your answer, like the trad answer, is you should go find yourself a real woman instead of the porn. Okay, well, here's the issue. There aren't any per se real, there's not as many, there's going to be less and less of these real women. And what I kept telling these guys is, look, I know you love your girlfriend. I know you love your wife. And a lot of these guys are like, I don't have porn. I don't need porn. I have my girlfriend. I have my wife. And I'm like, okay, all right. So if that's the case, what if your wife just decides, I don't feel like it.
I don't
want to do it.
I'm tired of the charade.
I'm done of it.
I want half.
No. Talk. Usually that comes after. But we're talking about before. He's like, you know what? I don't want to do it. I said, what about today? I don't want to do it. I got a real bad headache. You know, women use this excuses all the time when they just are no longer attracted to you. It fucking happens. And you just become more of a hindrance than, you know, there's a lot of women that I have actually read a whole fucking comment section about hundreds of women, single, these are mothers, talking about how they've lost interest in their husband. Just completely, I don't want to fuck him. I don't, I'm too busy. I take care of the kids. I do the house. I don't have time to mess with the man. So, basically, these guys, so what do you think these guys do?
What?
They go find the fucking porn. And then they feel bad about it because, first of all, they have, because you get guilt, you get guilty because you're like, well, I really shouldn't be doing this. I'm a married man. I have a wife. And then you have that guilt. And according to the research that we have done based on porn addiction, it stems from guilt. So if you have guilt, you're going to be more willing to do it more. And you're going to be able to do it uncontrollably. Yeah. And that's going to cost you your wife and your kids. Well, like a young man told me, he lost his wife and his kids from porn. And he feels real bad about it. He's beating himself up about it.
Well, a bad thing about it, too, is people are so short-minded about, oh, the honeymoon phase is over. Now, I've lost interest.
Yeah, like, I've lost interest. And that happens. You know,
that's where the work comes in.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't want to do that.
A guy usually, so if I'm dating someone, then she starts getting my attention. Like, it's not, I mean, I'll say, oh, yeah, we can go out. We'll see how it goes, you know, kind of nonchalant. After some arrangement has been set, like we're dating, then she gets more of my attention. Oh, you look great today.
Right. But I think a lot of times, and this is just human nature, eventually you're with somebody so long, it has a roommate sense that builds in. Like, even if you're not trying to do that, like, it gets harder and harder because, you know, you're taking care of the kids and you fall into these roles, you know. And a lot of the love kind of disappears and it's more like, well, these are the things that we have to do. We've got to take care of it. Because I'm just saying.
I think some common interest has to be established.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because that always helps.
But what I'm saying is a lot of people get together, they have kids, and they're focused so much on the kids that they don't do anything, like everything is the kids. Well, we got to take these soccer practices. We got to do this and this. And then by the time they get home, hey, you want to do something? I'm exhausted. And she's literally exhausted. And it literally takes an act of God to pretty much clear the schedule so that you can actually do something.
You know what makes them wet? You'd spend time with the kids when you get home.
Well, that's true too. But I'm saying, I know. Well, that
in their panties.
That's true too. But what I'm saying is, eventually, I mean, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's, you know, she's taking care of everything. Yeah, I know if you spend time with the kid. But what if you work late? Some guys work late. They get up before the kid. They might get to see the kid to come in, like, come into the room, kiss her on the cheek or kiss him on the cheek, you know, like the father does. And that's, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your kid. You go in there like, hey, I'm sorry, Daddy missed you. And then they say, you know, now go to sleep. And then they'll always
come in and say, hey, while they're in bed or something.
Sometimes they do that, but it depends on how late it is when you get home.
Morning. All right, kids.
Yeah. I get it. What I'm saying is life happens. That's when the romance kind of takes a back seat sometimes. Not all the time. But not all the
time.
There's ways of doing it. But I'm saying it gets harder and harder. And you have to really get, you know, you have to figure out the system. Like, okay, when's the best time to go do something? That's why a lot of wives are happy. Oh, the kids are away. We can do something.
If you do something for them, that, like I said, I wouldn't do it for them if I'm not dating them or if I'm not married or something. But, you know, because they want what they can't have.
Right.
So the fact that everyone else is like, oh, I kiss the ground you walk on, or drink your piss. Yeah. Some Japanese people do more. And we do crazy shit for you. And then I'm like, oh, they do that shit? They're fucking nuts. Why can't I get that guy to drink my piss? Like, because I like Pepsi and Dr. Pepper and Coke.
Right. But no, I mean, I get it. And like I said, though, a lot of these men don't realize their wife, you know, can cut them off. And you know, here's one of the funny things. I was arguing with a guy, and he's like, well, I have my wife for that. I don't need porn. I'm like, okay, what if she doesn't want to do that? And then he moves the goalposts. He's like, well, I have my wife for more than just that. I said, yeah, but that's not what you said. You said you didn't need porn because your wife would take care of your sex drive.
Everything, your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
That you don't tell anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I've got best friends that don't know my deepest, darkest
secrets. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, But what I was saying is, though, the fact of the matter is, this guy was like, no, this woman, she's going to be able to take care of me, so I don't need to look at porn. Because I said, okay, well, what if she decides she doesn't want to? Like, what if she just decides, you know, it's like, well, I have her for other things, too. I was like, yeah, but that's not what you specifically said. You said, I have my wife, so I don't need porn. So you were inferring that your wife would take care of your sexual desires. Yes, she may be able to fulfill your emotional and all the other desires, but we're talking about your sexual desires. Yeah. You say, I don't need porn. Do you look at porn for the emotional content? Oh, when I look at the scene, it makes me feel great inside. Well, no, that's not how that works. You look at the scene because it makes you... It gets your sex drive. It's a sexual thing. So if you're telling me, oh, my wife does this and that, that doesn't work for me.
Sometimes wonder girls watch it too now. Just as much.
Yeah, I'm saying just to get off. You know, and again, these guys are like, okay, so these guys are like abstain from porn, right? And the funny thing about abstain from porn is this. Basically, they're like, if you abstain from porn and don't look at porn and don't even, you know, fap, eventually you're going to want to have sex with women.
Yeah.
Yep, but the problem with that is that you're going to want to have sex with women and you won't care who you're having sex with because you're pent up like nobody's business.
I'll tell you.
And you're going to end up getting into something. But they're like, and here's the thing. Here's where I get upset about the trads. Well, yes, but you had sex inside a woman. Okay, so here's the thing. This is where you want to send the guy the child support payments. It's like, okay. So here you go. So, sir, I listened to your advice. I got just completely kicked porn. Said, fuck it. Been without it for a while. So, you know, I got real pent up. I did no FAP. I didn't do any of that. I just couldn't help it. I found this woman, and, you know, you told me that's what I had to do. Well, now she's pregnant. She doesn't want nothing to do with me. I'm on the hook for child support, and I'm giving you the payments because it's your idea. You're the one that told me to do all this, so therefore you're responsible. Exactly. That's what we say. Well, you're responsible. This is your fault because you're the one that told me.
Lambo.
Yeah.
But they're like, I'm tired of waiting and saving up for this Lambo. This fucking eco car, the old Pinto, it looks like it's got a good
50
miles on it.
Yeah, see, they
think. Then they knock up the thing and then they make up. Payment plan, and then they're stuck with the Pinto, and they're like, fuck, I wanted a Lambo, and I'm stuck with the Pinto.
Because they were so pent up, because this guy said, oh, go fuck this, it's better to have a, you know, I get it.
Go online and watch other people drive Lambos.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, see, this is what's not being talked about in this, and, you know, okay, sure, porn can be addictive, okay, fine, whatever. But what I'm saying is, if you are going to abstain from that, make sure you have a backup plan that's worth a damn. Like, if you're in an area where you can find a high-quality woman, or you're in a relationship with a high-quality woman, maybe it might be a good idea to kick the habit.
A little bit.
But what I'm saying is, if you're in an area where the dating pool is absolutely shit, and you're not a young man, you're an older man, because when you're older, the dating pool is just not as good as it used to be. I
don't mind it.
I mean, actually,
older men tend to go younger.
Yeah, I know that. But a lot of the young women have no fucking clue what the hell's going on anymore.
There are some. Actually, when you think about it, probably more in our areas than up north or bigger cities.
Maybe.
We're in the southern regions.
Maybe.
I say that. Even that's got a lot of brainwashing in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, you're not going to...
almost want to do a Tyler Durden, knock the grid down, so, I can't send my booty pics online.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now.
You gotta have a real conversation. There's a lot of that now,
because a lot of them are like, you need to date a sex worker, you need to do that. It's like, but that's the thing, you got these young girls doing that now.
I want to date the town pump.
Exactly. You know, I was talking to a Panay, and she basically said, we're going to talk more about this on my show, but basically she said to me, Panay, Filipino.
Oh, Filipino, okay.
She was basically telling me...
I feel like that doesn't need to be abbreviated.
Well, no, they call themselves Panay.
Oh, yeah.
They're Panay.
Like paninis.
They're Panay, P-I-N-A-Y. But anyway, I was talking to the Panay, and she said, we were talking about this girl, you know, she was saying, talk about these girls that have these giant dildos, whatever, and she's like, these American women, they need so much to get them off, it's funny.
Giant dildos.
She's saying it's funny that they need this much. It's like, it takes them that much to get off. They're so worn out.
I think part of that's social media and all that. You need a burger.
They're so worn out that they can't get off on a regular... And she laughed. She said it was funny. She said, this is funny. She said, this is what's wrong with your culture. You know? She's saying they need I said, some of these women need like a Quaker Oats can. You know, the big Quaker Oats can. Yeah. It's like that.
Well, I got the cure.
And,
just add water.
I mean, that's what she was saying. She's like, and you know what? It was never a good thing. And I'll talk more about this on the show tomorrow. But basically, it was never a good thing to be a woman that was hard to please. That needed, she's so wore out, she needs the biggest, baddest.
Hard to please? You already get everything you asked for.
Yeah, because it was usually the town pump that needed the biggest dick because she's had every damn fucking buddy else.
I don't know. I think that's a bunch of shit. Not saying at a bigger member.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that. But the ones that get ran through and have all that other thing, they're the one that's like, it can't satisfy me anymore. And that's actually true.
On the woman, too.
But it depends on how much she's...
Like, big and small.
Well,
dicks.
That's true, but what
There's
I'm saying...
There's also shallow and deep vaginas.
Well, what I'm saying is, if a woman, any woman, is put through the ringer and is literally the town pump, it gets harder and harder and harder to please her.
Well, it's because, you know, when they have sex with somebody, the chemicals inside bond.
Yep.
And the more people they have sex with, the harder it is for
them
to bond.
Harder to please. They need more and more and more.
It's
That's
not
when
even
they
just
get
that,
these...
like bond emotionally, make a connection.
I know that.
And all that.
But they need crazier and crazier. That's why you see all these.
Well, that's why, you know, they say women are more emotional sexually and men are more physical.
Oh, yeah, I
know.
That's why
men can fuck a woman and
be like, girl, I'm done,
A woman's like, why have you called me?
Right.
But now they're kind of trying to take the male role, so I don't know what the hell's going on. On that end.
Yeah. But anyway, let's
technically
get
technically go after a lot of those women that want penises.
High five and spin the guy. Do a super dance routine. Grab the girl and try to dance really close. Do a dance floor limbo with a scarf.
What?
Don't do that.
Sounds gay. You a super dancer? No, you're just having fun. High five, spin.
I think this would be fun.
Look at this, buddy. All right. There we go. And off you spin. Into your boyfriend's arms.
What the hell are you doing?
Just take it easy.
That'll work.
Oh, well, he looked like a ballerina. That's quite sweet.
Yeah, and tough guys love looking like ballerinas.
Oh, don't they?
Jazz.
It was a yellow, which means you can try this, but you might.
Blah! He's black!
No.
Enjoyed that. I don't normally enjoy dancing, but that was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, I enjoyed it too. And you're a real gentleman, but don't overdo it,
because
I'm a feminist.
Uh-oh. I describe myself as a feminazi too, playfully. I don't know if I describe myself as a feminist, but I believe in equality of opportunity. Go on a rant about male suicide and depression.
I would say B.
You know what? I'm actually kind of curious what that rant is.
I would say.
I know that, but I know it's going to be a bad answer, but I want to see what he has to say.
You're a feminist. I suppose you're going to lecture me on male privilege next. Like, where's the male privilege when there's so much suicide, depression, drug abuse in men?
Wait,
and another thing, the tampon tax.
No, see,
percent of workplace related deaths are male.
Hey, the problem is, he didn't let her talk.
Like, just one woman gets lost inside a...
He didn't let her talk.
It was going to go back.
Well, see, yeah, I know.
When you give a speech, it implies you don't let anyone talk.
Oh, and they did, actually.
A rant.
Wish you bought me this drink.
It was the one I said. That's saying I'm not just agreeing with you to get you to like me.
Not the time or the place. That's only what they said. Not the time or the place. I just wanted to know what he had to say, but the way he did it was, yeah, completely.
It's a rant. What do you think it's going to
sound like? Yeah. I don't know if I describe myself.
Okay, well, since you're a feminist, I'm not going to order you a girly drink. Barman, can we have two whiskeys over here, please? And I definitely describe myself as a feminist, too. Like, I believe in equality of opportunity for women.
That's good.
Yeah, I believe in equal pay for women. I mean, we're not going to send our kids to private school on a comedian's salary.
Well, that's not what
we?
I was thinking it was going.
That's the right option, and, you know, he's elaborated
just
a little bit.
Don't worry, things will change when I say
yeah,
I
there's
do.
Really, you can't say that you're not a feminist. You know, there isn't, that isn't an option in this case.
Right.
Or to say that you don't agree with equality of opportunity.
That's a big red flag.
Oh, you know what?
You should be in the
equality opportunity means whoever's more qualified.
Tell her that's where you learn your smooth pickup moves. Say the game is great. Agree that it's a terrible misogynistic game. Oh, wow, they're actually talking about this game.
I would... this?
Mm-hmm.
I would say... the C, because... Oh, yeah, we're...
Oh yeah, I totally agree with you about that game. The guys who make it are misogynistic pricks, especially that long-haired one. Even Piers Morgan hates him. I think men have to realise that their time is over. And now it's time for the rise of women. And women should take over. The girl power!
Yeah.
That's a little bit
too
much.
I'm glad you think this way. That's cool.
What are you doing? Come on. Not right, obviously.
So do you play any computer games yourself?
No, not at the moment. But I used to play SimCity when I was younger.
SimCity? I used to play that too. That must be why you moved into construction, am I right?
Hey. Time is up. You had your fun. Now, fuck off and leave me alone.
Gradually put them in their place. If she wants to, I'll go. If she wants to, she can make her mind up.
I'll go if she wants to. She is.
Guys, it's 2022. She's a feminist. She can make up her own mind. Anastasia, do you want me to go?
No. Guys, just take it easy. He's not a bad guy. I prefer him to stay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy's really... You got a right vibe about him.
Personal bodyguards?
Yeah.
Man, I would not want to tangle with you.
She's their boss.
I know, but still.
That's the right option. Well done. And I like this.
Stick up for your boss like that.
Right. Hey, I don't know.
You gotta need to fuck this guy up. He's wanting to fuck you.
Like, I don't know. I mean, again, we don't know what kind of
boss have you.
We don't know what kind of boss she is. We don't know what kind of money they're getting from the job.
That has nothing to do with what she's doing. They're just trying to. They're just wanting to have a shot at her. And what happened is, if he didn't walk off, they'd be beating each other's head in to get out. Yeah. They're going to be parking lot. It's time for your wallet.
Cool. You got to the end. Well done. Not the best ending. Could have been a little bit better, but also not the worst.
Not the worst.
This is a nice way.
We just got three of 21.
If you prefer,
no, we did. We got another bad one, but it wasn't the two obvious ones.
It's a little bit too obvious, and the guys are gonna immediately.
So main menu, and got one more, right? No, well, we got dating app, and then there's the bonus Chinese level. Dude, dating app. Dark Souls, not good at that game.
Yes! You can never touch this, baby. You can never touch this. I'm the king. I'm the king, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Stephanie, how are the things with your husband?
My husband? He's amazing, you know. I mean, so in love with him. Yeah, sick.
You're so lucky.
Thank you.
I want to have someone to rely on too. And to hang in the
don't
evening.
Don't worry, you're beautiful, so I'm sure you'll find someone.
I'm not so beautiful as you think.
No, give me a damn break.
I'll not say that. You're beautiful.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
What's up, girls? How's it going?
Listen, I just saw you from over there and you just look amazing. I'd stay and chat, but I've got a business meeting, so why don't you give me your number and I'll message you. There you go.
Stick or twist?
Yeah, they need to explain these a little bit better.
Hey. Listen. While I'm here, can
you
give me your number as well?
Your number as well? Are you that kind of...
Can you give me your number, yeah? Well, sexy.
Stick with the one person.
That's funny.
Phone still.
Yep. At least she gave him his phone.
Tastes a bit greedy, huh?
Yep, you're choosing quantity over quality.
They were quite quality as well, though, to be honest, both of them.
And how did all those long-term relationships work out?
Got wet.
Obviously, now I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue what that was.
That's the right move in this case because, yeah, shouldn't be greedy.
And you can put quality over quantity.
Just quoted it backwards. Oh, mm-hmm.
See, even this guy went straight to Diana.
Oh no, don't say that. You know, I could find you a nice guy on Tinder, you know.
I don't think I can find really nice guy on Tinder.
No, you can't.
Trust me, I got this.
Tinder's pretty much just a fuck app.
Can I have your phone?
Oh, it's not even that, okay. Man.
Yeah,
it's not here, okay. Anyway.
Not here, no.
First of all, it's a girl trying to get validation.
Yeah, validation app. Attention.
The girls, half of them are on there already married.
Oh, they're
not
robots.
Even a cheap thing.
Yeah.
It's I'm still desired.
It. Yep.
Well, I can delete this.
That's it.
I saw one up at work, not at Walmart.
Right.
And she's just going flipping left, not even reading them, not even looking at the pictures. She just counts.
Yep.
All the lines.
Yep.
You look so beautiful here. Take a look.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. Or you think about it.
Yeah,
she's
like,
so
I'm
beautiful.
A gorgeous, young, thin, hot
way.
Model.
Okay.
Why can I not find a man?
Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of work.
Yeah, well, that's true, but also.
A lot of guys.
They don't want to approach them because they're. Yeah, they're too hot.
I'd say. They're not really too hot. Ain't nobody too hot.
Well, you know what I mean. They think they're too hot. They think they're like a.
I usually like having a reason to talk to him.
Right.
Besides, I'd like to play with your titties. You know,
right.
Put his on there, then
yeah, I think there's more that you could do than that. Well, that's.
Fuck him. Yeah, I could do that.
I don't think
could
so.
I eat him out?
But I think so. I'm the prophet.
Stick a thumb
so
in their back. Yeah. You know, I do a lot of things.
She's the prophet.
Next. Wow, this is nice. Beautiful. What do you think? Cool, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! And you say you did. Oh goodness! This is crazy, girl. I'll put this on Tinder and let's see what happens.
Oh Lord, she'll have 650,000. A picture of you with a cat.
A lot of times.
It does not matter what fucking picture you put in.
Yeah.
A mixture of activities that you're passionate about and allow for good conversation starters. That's pretty much what you're supposed to fucking do.
A lot of them, if I see the picture and it looks like it was a photographer that did it, I just swipe left because I'm like, there's no way that's real.
I know what. I'm gonna put my surfing pictures. That's great, and it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
It's surprising how many people have very boring profiles with just, you know, like portraits of them or whatever.
Well, I mean, but that's literally what it was set up to do in the very beginning.
It
was just portraits. And they're like, no, you've got to show yourself doing something.
It's a new format at the time.
Yeah.
But the bad part, it's never changed.
No.
What shall I write for my bio? It's quite important,
like,
right?
I'm going
to
have a day to go around and take random photos of places.
Listen, I'm only here to get laid without paying. List all your hobbies and interests and state clearly if you're looking for a relationship. Skip the bio section. No one reads them. You look mysterious. Joke about your cat allergy since you have cat pics.
List hobbies and interests.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Have to say I'm such a nice guy. I will mention all my hobbies like stamp collecting and train spotting.
That sounds really stupid. Don't do that. That's going to be absolute.
That sounds like birth control.
Yeah, it does. You want to collect stamps?
This is not, like, terrible, but obviously it's a bit, I don't know, just,
what?
He's going to
say
cool,
mysterious
it?
Some
well,
shit like, don't put
anything
anything
about you.
Down, blah, blah, blah. Be blunt.
I kept thinking about joking about the cat allergy.
Joke about the cat app joke. Sounds good.
I know. Oh, I got the thing. Cat allergy law. Send. That's going to work.
Oh, man.
So this gets to put something in your bio, and
looks
if
like
it can
a
make her laugh, perfect, right?
Yeah, if you can
make
instantly
yeah,
on
if you make her laugh on the bio,
meet
that'll
her,
work.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam is a dating coach in London. He runs a company called Fluid Social. And this is his actual bio, where he makes the joke about
exactly
allergy
like
to cats.
Cats and
has
the
cat
pictures, right.
Should I, should
but
I,
women are becoming
yes,
smart. I mean, it doesn't even
smart.
Matter, because they're not
maybe
actually
I
looking
should,
for...
But I like
looking
money.
For,
yeah.
I like
now, when this game came out, maybe this shit was actually useful.
Yeah.
But now, it's absolutely
well,
not.
Well, they're more looking at men as a commodity than a... someone they want to share their time and all that with. So, oh, what
I
can I get
that's
from
the right
him?
Choice. It's
like
very
money,
good if you travel,
sex,
and that is because
Because I'm aware that you can plan your dates in advance before you get to that destination.
Because normally it only shows people close to you.
Right.
And if you've got Tinder Plus, if you're going somewhere, you can kind of set your location as that before
start
you go.
Start chatting to people earlier before you set up a date.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not either.
Maybe I should just choose everyone so I get more matches.
Be selective.
No, 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 no. Wow. Wow,
well,
she's really hot.
I wouldn't say that.
No. No. She's cute, but no.
Oh, well, he might do what I'm saying. I'd be more selective as what you're interested in.
No.
This is an interesting one because Tinder actually wanted to be a good experience for the women, so they don't like guys that just match with everyone, because then a lot of those matches won't turn into conversations, won't turn into dates. So they reward guys that are more selective. So pay attention to the algorithm and try not to just choose everyone.
Right.
Huh. She looks kind of cute. She doesn't show her body though, so I don't know if it's going to be good. She looks all right. I'm not sure. Let me check her bio. Oh, hi, Mum.
Hey, his mom's looking pretty good.
Swipe right, choose her. Swipe left, don't choose her. Oh, fuck, dude. This
could
is getting confusing.
With someone you're not interested in.
Yeah.
Obviously the wrong one. She won't look as good in person.
Right.
Usually if they don't show their body.
Yeah, if they don't show their body. Yeah, sorry guys. We didn't quite get all that, or I didn't quite get all that. So we wouldn't have chosen that before. But if she doesn't show her entire body, that's always a red flag.
Or they do a downward angle.
Yeah, I've had that happen in real life, yeah.
Yeah, those women are good at picking angles.
Yeah, they are.
Photos.
Good Lord. There's a woman that hold a whole...
Cool.
Took
nice one.
Hundreds of pounds and hit him behind it in another room. She made it look like she was skinny.
Or they wear black and they're sitting in the front of a black background. Like, what?
Yeah.
That girl's skinny.
If this
shit.
Of big importance to you.
It was a multicolored shirt.
Well, what if it was
the world's fattest man?
He might be very, very funny.
There are funny men that aren't the world's fattest, though.
True. So, I would have to go and meet them to find out if they were the funniest man ever. I could be missing my chances.
Okay, that's very nice.
Of course, he was very nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he did date a lot.
Yeah, he did.
She looks good in this picture.
But he was always very conscious about his weight.
He was very shy.
Oh, in this picture, she looks mean again.
The pics could just be a bad angle for her. The worst picture is probably most true to life. I'm gonna go with it.
Should I? Nah, better not risk.
Yeah, in most cases, people will choose their very best pictures. So even if a few of those ones look really bad and, you know, a couple are good, you should probably trust the worst ones because, like I said, yeah, they choose the ones that make them look best.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, got a match. Fuck. She's really hot.
Oh, Mesh. No shit. Of course, any guy you choose is gonna match with you.
Oh well, let's see what he messages. Hopefully he's not some other dumbass on the Tinder because we have lots of weathers there.
Like everywhere else. Remember that day? Guy who I met in a bar?
Yeah.
He seemed nice, but then he started to send me his dick pics.
Ooh.
Yeah, I imagine. And it wasn't even that big.
It was so little, yeah.
The whores have spoken.
Right.
Godless.
Crazy.
The godless whores have spoken.
That's a David Tell. He's like, is it size or is it how he uses it?
Yeah.
And they're saying, who says size? And all these girls, woo. Say, well, the whores have spoken.
Right.
Godless whores.
Yep. Sent her a bunch of emojis. Hey, Tanya, tech business, interesting. Are you more a fan of Jeff Bezos or Zuckerberg? Hi, how's your day? What do you think is better, a ski resort or Alps Island getaway? The answer can say a lot about a person.
That sounds good.
Okay, how to start? Guess I could ask her an interesting question. Ski resort or getaway?
What does he do at in the middle of the days in his pajamas?
I don't know. He must have a day off.
Isn't that job? Yeah, clean the come off the floors at the sex shop.
But I think he must have learned about this in an online article or some computer games and sent it to all the girls. I think so.
True, but it's not the usual, hey, what's up?
Right.
Okay, let's see if he gets better.
Good question for a generic line you can send to anyone. Island getaway, I guess.
Guess could still work.
Oh, okay. That's better. At least to read the profile. Yeah.
Yes, man, back on track.
Yeah, it's always good to put something in there. Lets them know you read the
cool
profile.
Cool question. But the problem is he could have been sending it to thousands of ladies.
It could be a generic one.
Probably need to tell my buddy
but
that.
As generic ones
right.
go.
He's like, how do you have such good
bad.
Luck on it? I was like,
you know
practice.
You can
right.
have your
learning
generic
to manipulate the manipulators.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it won't seem
what you're
like
doing.
You send to
not necessarily... being someone you're not, it's just
you have to manipulate. Yeah,
I can read, I can talk,
fishing with the right bait.
Tricks. And set.
Amazing
yeah,
tricks. Well, I hope it's not the mangina thing again.
Girls, you should be careful anyway. It
oh,
might
yeah.
not even be his real picture.
Oh.
I heard about a guy who uses someone else's pictures. And you don't even know until you make it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, my darling.
Oh, what's his name?
Sure yep, Mamu.
Without my seal of
I kill you.
Yeah, I liked what he said.
Oh, she answered.
I behead you.
My best trick. What is my best trick, actually?
I'm not going to reveal that immediately. First, tell me three interesting things. I could suck my own dick, but he'd be better if you do it. I like that, but I'd never use it. I could do a headstand. Try that.
I'm not gonna.
I don't
want to
do that
first
one because
me.
It seems like it.
I think
do.
That's the right answer.
Let me see.
Hey,
Mom, can you take a picture of me doing a handstand?
Yeah, I don't right, get my parents
trick.
Involved
what
in my.
Trick. You got it, Mom.
Online
you got
dating.
Oh, Mom, that's fantastic.
He
looks
like
you.
A 5-year-old
really
in a grown person's body. Mom, can you bring me some more chocolate milk, please?
Oh, interesting.
Thanks. You're the best, Mom.
A headstand pig is actually better than a dick pig.
Not if it's a handstand with his dick out.
Ah! The horse!
Have spoken.
She really has.
That could be a catchphrase for the show. The whores have spoken.
She's definitely speaking out about that.
Oh, she liked it. Now, seriously, what should I write? Oh, okay. What are three interesting things about you? Cool.
Okay, girls. I think we'll have to keep him waiting for a while. Yeah.
You don't message him back.
Oh, that's quite cute. It's
yeah.
quite sweet.
So it's a good one, yeah? Not bad.
It's charming.
Charming.
It's not the best one you could have.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Much.
Oh, So? Yeah, I think he's waited long enough. Let's message him.
Are you going to tell him the three interesting things?
Nah. I'm not ready to jump through his loop so easily. Yeah. He's got to wait.
You know, one thing I do want to keep in mind here is that this is probably a real situation with some women. That there are several women at one, maybe not sitting out in this, you know, like in the game, but there might be a bunch sitting around a couch, basically telling her what to say and doing all that. So they're all working together in tandem. He said, been busy, I'm just driving. So you had a while to think about it. I'm looking forward to hearing those three interesting things. Pretty busy day, I'm just driving, roads are crazy. Do you want to be really honest? I've been playing PlayStation interspersed with wanking furious.
Hey.
What have I been up to? I can't just say I've been playing PlayStation. Driving, great, that's a good one. And I need to ask her about those three things again.
Okay, he's driving. I wonder what car he has.
Don't be so materialistic.
Listen, babe, you're a full package. If you want a guy who is smart and kind and rich, you can have him.
Yeah. She's what's wrong with society today.
Yeah.
Materialistic women, not black.
My car is a rust bucket, so it would go a long way.
Hopefully it's a Tesla. We need to protect our environment. So I've been telling you all, you should just ride bikes and stop eating meat.
They have that accent over here.
Oh, yeah, stop eating meat. But boy, she doesn't like to eat meat, but when meat is in her, it's a different story.
Sure, we can tell him.
You just had a sausage last night down your throat. Full of protein shots.
Jesus.
So our resident Tinder expert said that this is the right choice. Not pushing and being super, super annoyingly persistent, but one more time is good to, you know, try and get those three interesting things and not let it go.
Maybe have our time to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, babe, what are those three interesting things going to be?
I'm knowledgeable, I'm ambitious, and I'm demanding.
Demanding, she said.
Are you trying to pull him off totally or what? Okay, I guess this is up to me too. As usual, I got this.
I'm creative, I'm loyal, and I love to laugh.
She says she's creative, loyal, and she loves to laugh. What shall I reply?
That's not that interesting.
Yeah. Sounded really fucking boring and basic, which is what a lot of the women answer on these things. Very
boring, but they expect you to have
them. Yep. I like a girl who's creative with her blowjob technique, so it stays interesting. I like people who are creative, so I'm guessing that you're spontaneous too. Loyal is good. Dogs are good. Women who are like dogs, perfect.
I saw one thing I'd seen. It was a text back and forth to a girl, and the guy was asking all these questions and this and that, and she was answering like, yeah, no, sure, what?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Real short. And then he's like, do you lift weights? And she said, no, why? He said, because I can't carry this conversation by myself.
Oh, wow. That was a good one.
Yep. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Loyal is good. Let's see. I mean, you can't answer either the other two.
Always good to work in the spontaneity stuff. She'll love it.
What did he answer?
Nice one. We see this a few times in the game. Generally, bringing up spontaneity is never a bad thing because most people would agree that they're interested in spontaneous and have various positive characteristics.
Guess where we're going? Oktoberfest. I bought us one-way tickets. We'll find our way back.
You know, I once met a guy who asked me whether I was spontaneous, and when I said yes, he tried to kiss me on the street. In the daytime.
What did you do?
Surprised, no, I would.
Well, I kissed him.
I said, well, I gotta go.
He was really cool, but
see you later.
You get the point.
Not
really.
Okay. Let's at least make sure he doesn't want dirt to pigs. Not really.
Oh, black girl.
Yeah, but I'm not so spontaneous to send you dirty pictures.
Your own messages?
Actually, that means she's a good girl.
I wasn't going to ask you to send me a dirty picture. I was going to ask you to send me a nice selfie with a smile. Send here or iMessage me. You are not one of those frigid girls who don't put out until date 16. Honestly, I like a girl who is decisive. I like this one.
Let's try and get this off Tinder onto iMessage.
Okay. He wants a selfie. No biggie. We already have about 200 photos to choose from.
Yeah, I'm gonna send a generic one, which they hate when you do. Message.
That's quite smart.
Say that, they don't always.
You already have tons of people messaging you here, so...
Cool, so this is good. Obviously, asking for dirty pictures is a big no-no. It's just going to be annoying. Sending your own dirty pictures, also a no-no.
Absolutely not.
And getting it off Tinder and onto iMessage, like... says it's very, very good because she's likely to have tons of guys messaging her in Tinder. So your
this
messages could just
Jerry
be
took all my photos.
The other guys, and if you move it
to
iMessage or whatever other messaging application,
my cock's just flattened just right.
Much better way to carry on things.
Oh Jesus.
You know, that 5 minutes before sunset, best cockpit
she
ever took.
No.
It's me standing in the wind with like Captain Morgan with my cock hanging out.
No.
Half
thanks, Vic. Sorry, got a business meeting, Bex.
No reason to brag.
Leaving your hanging while you eat. Say your mom made food, but not to think there's anything... No. Sorry, got a business meeting.
Oh, food or Tinder? Food, definitely food. Just answer her quickly though, and yes, yummy.
He has a business meeting. I wonder what his job is.
Maybe he's an architect. I love architects. Ooh. And bankers are good.
Well, what does she like? What does the one that he's trying to date look like? Not look like.
So this is a difficult one, you know. I think that if you're
whatever
naturally
like,
gonna have a little break and you're doing something,
such a
you could maybe
like
leave
stuff.
The phone and not answer.
Be an individual.
And that keeps
that's what a woman
thinking
would want
about you in the interim.
Right.
If you kind of say, okay, I'm going to my business meeting or to eat my lunch, and I'll message you in an hour. It loses
yeah.
something.
But if
yeah.
I step into a
you're sort of and almost you're putting right. her in your diary.
Right.
In as an hour in advance, it's not that romantic. Whereas if you just perchance, I'm eating lunch and then you finish.
Those aren't on your diet, sir.
I'm not on a diet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very second. Like tomorrow, maybe I will eat peanuts and peanut butter. There's almond butter. Where's the
those things are fucking. Stuff with the almond now. Ones.
We'll ask her whether she's
are the almond ones any good?
They're good. I'm talking about a bag of Snickers I have in my room.
He must be psychic. Maybe we should delay some pictures from today. 17 is a bit too much. Anyway, I'll just send this.
Now I'll ask her whether she's ready to hear my rule.
Rule?
Oh, he asked if we went to hear his rule. Do we go?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is a rule.
There are no rules.
Yeah, go on.
And yes, she agrees.
If we go on a date, then we have to not check our phones so we can get to know each other properly without the world bothering us. I'm old-fashioned. If we go on a date, I'm going to be taking your coat, opening the door, pulling out your chair, and obviously I insist on paying. When I come home from work, I want you to get on your knees while I beat you with my cock.
I like that.
Man, I like that.
I think
but
A
that's
is the right.
You don't think B is C is good either?
I mean, that's good too, yeah. But either one of them.
Okay, she's ready to hear it.
Or it's like, oh, he's a serial killer. He doesn't want me to use my phone.
Here we go.
Right, because I keep thinking it'll be that.
Yeah. But
Dylan's, oh, he's such a gentleman. Oh,
that's pretty cool. I should have that. Ooh, you girls.
She agrees. Cool.
Yeah, great. Well done. Real pet peeve of mine, if you both have your phones out at the dinner table, even if you've been dating for 10 years, this is an absolute no-no. Take every second you can to get to know one another.
Beautiful message.
God, she's sexy. I need to make this more sexual. Oh my God, look at that ass. Oh, what I'll do to that.
Body like a candy apple.
Ouch!
I'd eat it like a tootsie pop.
I don't like it when people are in.
How many licks does it take to get to the center?
Damn. I like it when people are inappropriate on Tinder, but you do have a sexy. I don't like it when people are inappropriate on Tinder, but you do have a sexy body. That's a good picture. Do you know how many guys are wanking over that? Do you go to the gym a lot? Or are you one of those people that girls hate who eats burgers and still looks like a swimwear model?
That one sounds better.
What, this one?
See.
See?
See?
Okay.
Obviously not the wanking it. She knows that already.
Okay, I know what to write.
Those chads are over there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lie.
I have some questions. You can actually eat quite a lot and not get a fat, bitch.
I'm hungry now, actually.
Wow.
Yes, she liked it.
Oh yeah, she liked it.
This is cool because it is a physical compliment, but it's quite a nice
it's
one.
Not
it's
too
it's a
right.
Bit,
blunt.
A little bit different and not sexual, just like a coldly delivered, matter-of-fact physical compliment.
And I also think it's interesting how she answers that comment. If she's a little self-deprecating, I think it will tell you a little bit about her.
Eat that ass like I'm trying to get the free cream feeling out of a dick. They called them King Dong for a while, but I don't think that's any better.
You know, I don't even think they... They don't call them that anymore.
They went back to Ding Dongs. They said, a Ding Dong's better than a King Dong.
Right.
Not only is it a Ding Dong, it's King of the Ding Dong.
Right.
You don't want that in your mouth.
Right.
Oh, here comes the cream!
Jesus Christ. I have a question. What are your best traits?
Oh, God, that's a tough one.
My
what are
penis.
My best traits?
My nut sack's pretty cool, too.
That's pretty good. You're learning.
That's funny. Okay, let's see.
Nice.
All right, so.
Good job.
Why do you sluts think you have the right to ask me this shit? Are you ready to meet or not? If not, go fuck yourself. Listen, I'm happy to answer that. I'll call you in 5. That gives you time to prepare your best phone voice. Can I call you? She replies, okay. I like this one. See?
Yeah.
What to say? Need to be decisive here. I'll tell her I want to call her and add a joke.
Sometimes I don't want to talk to him the same day.
Right.
But
it depends.
If I was out on the town, obviously I'm wanting to talk.
Yeah.
What should I say to him?
But if you're at the house, you're like, shit.
I'll speak to him.
This is my day off. I don't want to put work into it.
Surprise
him.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Nice one. Yes, right choice. Moving it to the phone is great because, you know, getting to
then
know someone
by calls,
text,
you sound black.
Really
right.
Yeah, I think it's a really good middle ground before you actually meet them to work out
here,
any chemistry.
He knew
or
who I was.
Because I don't really feel you get to know someone over text.
Hey, he's calling.
He's calling.
Hello. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Tanya.
Oh, no, Sam.
Are you from the islands?
Stephanie, Junya's friend. You need to speak to me first. Oh, wow. Really?
What a bitch.
Why?
She doesn't need any joke, guys. So I'll speak to you first. And if I like you, then we can meet him up for a date. Okay?
So I guess, was this you texting me earlier as well?
But everything was true.
Okay, well, this is pretty weird, but
I don't think a lot of guys would go for that.
So sad.
That would be crazy about it. It already sounds like they're being catfished.
Yeah.
On the other line, you think you don't have the video of them?
Yeah. Talking. Blonde hair, blue eyes, big hard dick. I'm kind, just very decisive and funny. I'm very kind, and why don't you tell me the third vicious one since you know me a little bit by now?
Why don't you tell me the third one since you know me?
I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm decisive and very ambitious. And why don't you tell me the third one since you know me a little bit now?
Oh, cool. I guess you are quite bold. That's good.
True. I am bold.
Cool, nice choice. A little bit of a challenge, not jumping through her hoops.
Yeah, and it also gives her a chance to compliment him and him to find out whether she's even interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a serious guy or just looking for sex?
We need to meet first because life doesn't work that way. Obviously, I find her attractive. I guess I'm open to both. Listen, why not let me meet her before you decide to marry us off? I'm seriously looking for sex. Sure, I want to get married immediately. When shall we book the church?
Well, that's saying, I think the marry us off sounds like...
Well, what should we use?
I would say A or C.
Okay. That might not
be
it,
though. Well, we need to meet first because life doesn't work that way. I mean, obviously I find her attractive. I guess I'm open to both.
I like your honesty, Sam. Most people would lie.
That's true.
So yeah, this is cool. I think anytime a woman asks you, you know, if you're a player or if you're serious, an honest answer like this, you know, works, which is that how could you know at that stage whether you can be serious with her?
Right.
You're open to both, obviously.
Yeah, fair enough. Actually, when you explain it like that.
When the man explains it to you, of course it makes sense. The truth hurts. It looks like he's calling from the upstairs and they're downstairs.
Yeah.
Because he's got the same blue patterns and the pictures on the wall.
Maybe.
Not the patterns.
Why don't you arrange a date for us? I'm free Tuesday and Thursday. Which one would work best for Tanya? It seems like you like me too. Are you fit? Can we all bang? No. Which day can Tanya meet me for a date? Let's try this. That was an obvious one.
You're the matchmaker, Stephanie. Why don't you arrange a date for Tanya and I? I'm free Tuesday and Thursday.
So this is cool because a lot of guys make the mistake of saying, when are you free? Are you free tomorrow? She's like, no. What about the next day?
And it insinuates also, I suppose, that they are free all the time.
They have nothing to do.
Yeah.
They're just at home playing
Women are free
PlayStation
all the time.
Or playing games on Steam, and they can meet anytime.
Bigger dildos.
Which is not attractive.
No, so it's always good to give her an option, is it, would you say?
Yeah, and I'd say also that if you're not busy, or you don't have some things to do, that's wrong as well. You need to get out and get some things that you're doing so that you have that attractive social life.
And you have something to talk about when you're actually on the date.
Okay, I'll ask her. Well, hold on. When I'm free. Thursday's okay. Yeah. So what do you suggest? She won't meet you for drinks. I know what you Tinder guys usually try.
I want to go eat.
That's a real shame that you called me a Tinder guy. I'm not the usual Tinder guy. That's a shame. I was thinking we could go to Heroes, that amazing new cocktail bar.
I'm not usually a tender guy. I'll try anal on the first day.
No, we're not going to do
I know. That. I would. I'd say B. Not a shame thinking.
Well, that's a real shame, because I was going to take her to an amazing new cocktail bar called Harris. I'm not sure if that's where all the guys do, but I think we both know this is different.
Well, that sounds okay, actually. Do you like cocktails?
I really do.
Oh, does she? Okay. Does she like cocktails?
So apparently, talking to girls, we've found out that most guys who are looking for something casual offer evening drinks.
Right. You so might as well ask her, do you like chocolate? That,
but right. If you no have something shit. A little bit special, right. A little bit interesting.
Do you like butterfly kisses?
An award-winning cocktail bar or some kind of TV is just really cool, then obviously that's more of an attractive proposition than just the local bar.
I suppose it also looks like you've, again, thought about it. So it's not just, you know, the local bar that you take all your Tinder dates to.
Same damn bar.
Why don't you go for dinner? Remember, Tanya is not one of those girls who...
Same bar that an old man next door goes to every night. Okay, tell me what restaurant.
No, because they'll pick the most expensive one.
Yep, there's no way I'm inflicting my terrible table manners on you on the first date. You know what? I love going out for now, but it's a little bit too formal, so that's more for a second date.
Really? I've done first dates eating.
Hmm.
Of course, usually you don't eat much. You take it to go, and then you go do your thing.
What,
I would say...
It's really hard.
See. So, let's know you're interested in date more than one time.
I think it's a little formal for the first date. Maybe on the second date, which I'm already thinking about, by the way, if Tommy doesn't
know. See, yeah, he's already saying.
Of course, I hear you on the dinner. That's kind of true. And she wouldn't mess it up.
Good. I'm glad we see things the same way.
So weird he's talking to the other girl.
That's the right
called
option.
Manipulation.
What do you think about dinner dates, first dates?
It's called what Democrats have been doing
foodie,
to black people for
any
years.
Kind of
yeah.
Foodie dates
vote Democrat
hands
next
up with me.
No.
No.
I know.
I think it's a good
meanwhile,
idea.
They're like, weren't Democrats creating
okay,
the KKK?
Then. I'll pass the phone
to Tanya. Yeah, they did.
It's almost like... I want to have a sad story.
Stephanie
about
said
it.
That you seem decent enough. Okay, I will meet you on Thursday, but if anything comes up, I will message you.
Okay, great.
If I have nothing good to do.
Oh, Tom Hanks, great great uncle.
If I have nothing good to do, I will meet him.
Yeah, it was okay. Could have been a lot better, but it could have been a lot worse. So
General
yeah,
Bedford
the
Ford.
Thing is, on Tinder, she might have so many options.
Right.
So even if she
agrees for now,
her
she
plans could change.
If she meets someone
cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we still got the super seducer.
That's the right move in this case.
We still got
because,
the super
yeah,
seducer, but
so there's no one.
And you can put quantity over quantity.
Shuma.
The last one. This is a bonus.
For the love of God, I don't speak
Chinese. This is Chinese.
Whatever, he wouldn't know. He don't speak Japanese now.
Right.
Of course, they get mad at that, like when you call a Colombian a Mexican.
Right.
I'm a Colombian.
I got a few of them. I've got them mixed up before. And they
y'all came over on
mad.
The same boat. You Spaniards.
Y'all came over on the same boat.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I see the hair?
Oh, sorry, no English.
I don't speak Chinese!
Well, this... Did you fuck up?
No. How do I know what I did?
Keep it short.
okay, I see. Sorry.
What? What? Obviously, it's the other one.
which language you can say?
Russian, Chinese.
Chinese? Oh, 我可以坐下来吗? 可以啊，请坐。谢谢谢谢，太棒了太棒了，在这儿真的很少见这么漂亮的女孩还可以说中文这么好。
A little too fast. She's learning, probably.
那你干嘛刚才来和我聊天？
因为我觉得你很漂亮，你很可爱啊，所以说我才会来这儿，想跟你认识一下。
Is this like for the Chinese people that are gonna buy the game?
How in the hell was this a bonus level?
Yes.
Well, that explains it.
Guys, we're gonna sit this one out.
Yeah, for now.
Because I didn't even think we're gonna do this one. I don't speak Mandarin. Like, if I did, it would be awesome.
Well, I definitely don't read it.
I definitely don't read it. It's like me trying to read... Dude, I can't read the Japanese visual novels.
What does
the
symbol mean? It means suck my cock.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what these are. So, we're not going to be doing this one.
Obviously not.
All right, guys. So, I guess that's it for Super Seducer. And we'll be moving on with something else. I think maybe 10 dates or maybe some other... FMVs, but we're going to turn this from Grimm's Adult Games Corner, still having that title, but we're going to have Grimm's FMV Corner, where we're just going to go through an FMV game every once in a while and make decisions. It's not necessarily sexual, but it'll be fun. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on what's going to be Grimm's FMV Corner, and we're out.